her in my mind. Was she haughty and proud of her new role? I did know she would enjoy our dead sister's wardrobe and jewels. I wonder if she has acquired another monkey, and is she now married, as is expected of Egyptian queens? Woe to Berenice. I am frightened for her. She is too bland and timid to stand up to father when he returns. Did she forget the Romans would be coming, too?
I wonder if Cleopatra is relieved that Tryphaena was killed by supporters of her father. I also wonder if Berenice is really as bland and timid as Cleopatra seems to think. I'm not sure, considering that she declared herself queen the minute Tryphaena was dead. Let's keep reading on page 96, starting at the diary entry called Evening After Sunset.
Evening after sunset. Father took the news calmly. After meeting again with Pompey, all is as originally planned. As soon as soldiers can be gathered, our fleet will set sail, Roman warships escorting us. In my heart, I wonder if I can trust this plan. Another worry is that, though Father adores me, he is unpredictable. What if the next time he is drunk, he gets it in his head that I, his third daughter, am trying to seize his throne? His officials would kill me. At times I feel so burdened by these worries. During the meeting last night, I sat on a stool next to Father. We heard someone walking toward us through the long hallway. I knew it was a soldier because of the